You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
$153 million has been allocated in the 2024 budget to establish charter schools in Aotearoa by the coalition government. After being previously shut down by the last Labour government in 2018 to establish 50 new charter schools. The system of education has come under controversy by many over concerns these schools can allocate funding however they see fit with almost total discretion, teach any curriculum they want to, and are not required to hire teachers with adequate teaching certificates, unlike schools in the public sector. I spoke to Senior Lecturer in Education at the University of Auckland, Jude MacArthur, about the concern with charter schools specifically assisting students who have a disability and/or are neurodivergent. Could you firstly explain why the government has decided to push for the incorporation of charter schools in New Zealand's education system following being previously shut down by former Education Minister Chris Hipkins in 2018?
Well, it's a good question to start with, Joel, and the short answer is no. I can't explain why, actually. And I think, you know, the main reason really is that we don't actually have the evidence that we would like to have to back that decision up. And I think at this point in time, you know, there's good reason for some people to be questioning, you know, why charter schools, what is it that charter schools are going to do, given this really large investment of money, you know, of all the options that we have available to us in Aotearoa at the moment, why this one?
To establish these schools back in Aotearoa, the government has set aside $153 million over the next 4 years, which would include creating 15 new charter schools and converting 35 state schools in 2025 and 2026. Do you believe this will put schools in the public education sector at a disadvantage?
Oh, I think we have to say yes to that, don't we? Because for a start off, that's $153 million. It's a lot of money that is not available to state schools where we know that money is needed. But I'm thinking particularly at the moment about students who require learning support in their teachers. Also, you know, we need to keep in mind that $153 million is start-up and administration money. Presumably there will be more funding per student that would otherwise have gone to the state schools that those students themselves would have attended. There's to be a new departmental agency to monitor the school's performance, which is separate from the Ministry of Education, and it's not clear if that also means more money. So, with the short answer, yes, we're looking at a significant amount of money. We know that building up a quality state education system is really important. You know, we know that putting money into the public education system will contribute to quality education for every child. And so it's a concern that this amount of money is not going to be made available to most children who are attending state schools.
Associate Education Minister David Seymour has claimed that charter schools will improve educational achievement, especially for students who are struggling academically. Is there a basis for these claims?
No. And let's just have a look at what we already know about that. So charter schools, when they were first set up previously, equity was right up there as one of the reasons for setting those schools up. So 75% of students were to come from the priority equity groups that had been named at that time. And that was most Māori and Pacific students who came from socioeconomic areas, and also those students who needed learning support. I mean, we don't actually know whether those schools did enrol students who required learning support or who came from those socioeconomic areas. We do know that one school actively dissuaded students with disabilities from enrolling. Another school had maths and literacy testing, which was, you know, designed to determine whether the child might have a learning difficulty that the school felt they would not be able to provide. You know, so there are questions there around whether these schools actually perceived their role to be contributing to equity, including for students who have a disability. If I could just add to that also, you know, the question around was there improvement in achievement? Well, once again, we have no reliable evidence, particularly if we're talking about children with disabilities or children who are neurodivergent. We don't actually know. The data from some of the evaluations that were done were missing for kids with learning support and kids who came from low socioeconomic backgrounds. So while we might have had the achievement data for Māori and Pacific children, which is great, that same achievement data wasn't available to kids with disability, or for children and young people who came from low socioeconomic areas. So once again, no reliable evidence. We really don't know whether there was any improvement in achievement for those priority learners.
And last week, the Education Hub, a non-profit organisation that links educators to academic research in the sector, released a report condemning the education system for its inadequacy with assisting autistic and other neurodivergent children, and has called for more funding and changes in the law to better provide for these students. You briefly touched on how certain charter schools weren't treating these children as they should be treated and probably are treated at other schools. Do you think that more funding should be put into the public sector to help improve the findings from this report, or do you think that with this new introduction, as opposed to what we saw in the Labor government, would better provide for these sort of students?
Well, as I said before, we don't have the evidence that charter schools provided the support that disabled children or children who are neurodivergent would need in order to learn well and belong in their local school. And, I mean, again, the answer to me is, of course, we have decades of reports and research now which have shown that disabled and neurodivergent children at school do not have the support that they need to learn well and to belong at school. And we know that that has had a negative impact on families who are continually fighting this battle for their child to be included. And this is in a country where we have an Education Act and human rights obligations under UN conventions that give these children the right to a quality education. So yes, the funding definitely should be going into all schools in the public system. Now, we're talking here about 50 charter schools. That is not going to provide the support that these kids need. We need to be investing in a public education system. So, you know, what are we talking about here? I mean, the question for me is, why would we put money into a model that we know virtually nothing about in terms of its effectiveness when we actually do know what will improve the school experience for disabled children in our public system? And we know if we put money into a better funding model that supports every single learner, not just 2% of learners, but every learner, if we have smaller classes, which incidentally charter schools may well have, and perhaps that's why they might do well, who knows? But if we put money into smaller classes in public education, a teacher aide in every classroom, as some research has suggested, if we have teachers with really good knowledge about inclusive education, how to teach every child well, and if we give teachers the time that they need to collaborate with the student themselves, with the student's family and whānau, and with other professionals, then we will have quality education for these kids.
And with how charter schools are set up, which would technically mean schools can hire teachers without needing necessary academic qualifications, would this mean that caretakers for students with disabilities would not have to undergo professional training to look after the students?
Can I just pick you up on what we might be thinking about quality education here? Every student needs a good teacher, and students with disabilities are not an exception to that. So kids with disabilities go to school to get a good education. I have heard David Seymour himself say that quality education needs to be available for every single child in this country. And I totally agree with that sentiment. Therefore, there is no rationale whatsoever for untrained or non-registered teachers to be working in classrooms. So if we think about it, teaching in a classroom that really represents the full diversity of children that are found in that school's local community, that is a complex job. It requires good curriculum knowledge. It requires really good pedagogical knowledge and good knowledge about how to collaborate with others and to work effectively together. So we want well-qualified teachers. We want teachers who have had good input around quality education for every single child in their initial training. We want that professional learning to be available for teachers who are out there in the public system at the moment as well. And we want teachers to have time to take that on board and to think about what would that look like in their classroom. So the answer to your question really is no, we want good quality teachers for every single child. And we know that that's what's going to build up a quality public education system for everyone.
That was my final question. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I just want to go back to the question I asked out, which was, of all of the options available to us in Aotearoa, why this one? And I think, you know, that is a question that I would love to see our Minister for Education herself respond to, because it seems that what we have here is, you know, a project which appears to be initiated by David Seymour, but with our Minister Stanford's stamp of approval. And I guess the question for the Minister now, given that we don't have the data and the evidence to support this decision, is, you know, what will the Minister herself do now in order to monitor and mitigate, you know, what we already know about some of the challenges and failures of charter schools in the past? We have an odd situation here, really, where we have no mandate, in a way, for this project and no evidence. And it's feeling like, you know, a very expensive project, which, for me, in the context of, you know, the Education Hub's report that's just come out and all of the other reports that we've had about the lack of equity for disabled children, I guess it's feeling to me like there's a lack of care here about disabled and neurodivergent children, their families and teachers. And I think that's a question that the government really needs to sit with at the moment, and to be confident in themselves that this decision is not going to undermine the kinds of changes that we need in our public system, and that we know need to be made, that it's not going to undermine the experiences of these children.
That was Senior Lecturer in Education at the University of Auckland, Jude MacArthur, about the concern with charter schools and assisting students who have a disability and / or are neurodivergent.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.